Today, three verses from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, for these last Sundays in November, the theme in many churches is the end of the world, when heaven and earth will pass away, but Jesus' word will not pass away. And today we're faced with one of the most revolutionary words of Jesus. Even the unbelieving world pays lip honor to those whom they consider peacemakers, pure of heart, merciful. And even the world wants someone to bless the poor, the lowly, the bereaved. But who in the world would consider those who are being persecuted to be blessed, fortunate, happy? And yet Jesus says that's what they are. And he does not point to some future end of persecution, but he says, even now, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Right now, the king is on their side, ruling all things in their best interest. Nor is this limited to being physically abused, but also includes those whose persecution comes in the form of insults, false accusations, ridicule, and other forms of slander. And so often it happens, doesn't it? Even before the first hand is raised against someone, the evil thoughts have come, and words have come out to ridicule, accuse, blaspheme, and torment. Now, why? Why would anyone do that to nice people like you? Unfortunately, it's not so hard for us to imagine, is it? Because the sinful human nature still clings to us, too. We still cheat and steal, lust, murder, covet in our hearts. So we understand how those who have convinced themselves that their cheating is necessary, the best way to go, that their stealing is necessary, they will not like someone who does not join them. Someone who suggests, even without saying so, that it is not necessary, that there is a better way to go. For Jesus is not speaking of just anyone who is persecuted. He says, not for any reason, like they wear funny shoes, but he says, those persecuted because of righteousness, because of me. It's those who are persecuted because of the Lord, their righteousness. They are the ones that he says are blessed. They are following him who gave up heavenly realms to be insulted, persecuted, and have all kinds of evil spoken against him for their sakes. They are the ones who have seen the grace of God that brings salvation, as Titus put it, or Paul put it in his letter to Titus, which teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is they whom Jesus declares blessed when they are reviled and persecuted, not for doing evil, but for doing good. And it is so contrary to our human feel for things. That's not fair. That he makes it very personal. He says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Because of Christ your Lord, you not only endure such persecution, but as Peter writes, you rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. Everywhere you look, there is blessedness. If you look back, you see a cloud of witnesses: Gideon, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. Hebrews 11. If you are ever persecuted because of your hope in Christ, look back. Truly, you are in good company. If you look ahead, you see great reward coming with Christ on the clouds of heaven. And if you look around right now, the kingdom remains ours, for our King is ruling over all, causing all things to work for our good. We are, at all times, as the saying goes, sitting pretty. Amen. Hymn 518, stanzas 1, 3, 5, 7, 518, the odd numbered stanzas.